If a city or a state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
President Trump talking about every governor, he says, should be using the National Guard to, quote, dominate rioters and protesters, adding that he's happy to deploy them if they refuse to do so. Joining us now, our D.C. insider, ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Alex, in a conference call with governors, the president praised Governor Ducey's approach with the curfew we now have in Arizona. I saw a poll that showed a plurality of Americans don't approve of how the president's handling the aftermath of George Floyd's death. How much of that opinion do you think is seen through one's political lens?
About 110%.
Yeah.
It's all seen through the political lens right now. And the president actually is helping himself. You know, you're right. He's been bleeding support lately on the coronavirus issue. It's shut down the economy. And if you think the economy's in good shape, you're a 70% Trump voter. If you think the economy's struggling, you're 70% more likely to be voting for Joe Biden. So what's the president doing? He's moving on to other things. And right now, he's been presented with a crisis that requires strong leadership. People believe that if authority retreats, crime advances. People believe that if you allow disorder, it just feeds on itself. So the president is telling these governors, either you step up or I will. This ends now. And that message resonates with voters who are seeing a very uncertain world spinning out of control.
Should that force include the president deciding to walk across the street to go stand in front of a burned out church with a Bible in his hand, having protesters moved out of the way, gassed, rubber bulleted before the curfew even came around? That wasn't a very good look, was it?
It wasn't a very good look for some folks, but for others who saw that, well, you know, that was a church somebody tried to burn down, a church that's been around for 200 years, part of our nation's firmament, and then they see the president of the United States strolling through graffiti defiled streets to stand in front of that church, a lot of his supporters are going to say, you know what, it's about time that somebody showed up here and said, enough of this stuff.
So where could he stand on federalizing National Guard if certain governors are not willing to call up a National Guard? Of course, that's not been the case here in Arizona. The National Guard is definitely in a support role for law enforcement here. But what kind of room does he have to federalize National Guard within individual states?
Perhaps not as much as he would like you to think. Yes, the president does have the authority to send in the military. It's rarely used, was used by George H.W. Bush in 92 in Los Angeles when the riots occurred there. But most people think legally that action has to be invited by the governor, that the president can't do it just unilaterally. What's Trump doing? He's sending a message. Either you take care of this or I will. He's putting political pressure on these governors to stop this looting. Look, everyone agrees that George Floyd was murdered.
Yeah.
It was an 8.5 minute long murder. But stealing Rolexes is not exactly calling for justice. And when we see domestic terrorists like the Antifa folks out there taking advantage of the situation, that's not justice either.
Alex, how can the president calm the riots and the violence and at the same time show support for the police officers that are out there every day doing their jobs?
You know, I think maybe we all wish the president was better at that. Perhaps if the president had spoken earlier and more firmly about this, maybe it wouldn't have spun out of control this way. But I think there's a lot of information the president could communicate now. For example, studies have been done that say if you're a black cop or you're a white cop, neither one is more likely to shoot a black man than the other. Many policemen are black, and they have a tough job in these cities. And so the idea that somehow we have this horrible, cancerous racial issue there, yes, we have certainly racism in this country, and yes, there are bad cops. But the president, I think, could use a more empathetic tone when talking about what happened, and then also support our police officers, black and white.